This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora police have identified the man who allegedly drove his Jeep through a crowd of protesters Saturday at an anti-police brutality demonstration. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports he's still at large.
Helicopter footage caught a blue Jeep speeding through a group of protesters on I-225. APD spokesperson Officer Matthew Longshore says the driver told police he was being surrounded and attacked, was scared, and needed to flee the area. Longshore says the helicopter footage alone is not enough to warrant an arrest. APD is asking the public for footage and eyewitness accounts of what happened before the Jeep was seen going through the crowd. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Christmas may be 5 months away, but CPR's Caitlin Kim says the search is underway for the tree that stands in front of the U.S. Capitol.
Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is proud to contribute part of its natural beauty to Washington, D.C. It will be in the form of this year's Capitol tree, often referred to as the People's Tree.
It's going to be a Colorado year in Washington, D.C., and we excited to try to infuse some of our pragmatic and forward-looking Colorado spirit in our nation's corridors of power.
Coloradans will also provide decorations for the tree. Officials say a tree has been selected on the western slope. Details are expected in the coming days. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Major League Baseball postponed two games today. At least a dozen players and coaches of the Miami Marlins have tested positive during the team's series against the Philadelphia Phillies. Then, the African country of Malawi has made tremendous strides in higher education for girls, despite many challenges like early marriages and pregnancies. The pandemic threatens to undo that momentum. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, Senator Cory Gardner talks coronavirus aid and changing the names of bases named for Confederate soldiers during Ivanka Trump's recent visit to Colorado. Gardner took a cautious tone, though, toward the Trump administration's federal law enforcement initiative in various cities. You can find out more about this story by going to CPR.org. You're listening to CPR News.